DEW Mobile. Does anybody know what's going on the I-385 tonight?
The WN4ZLK.
I don't have my ways up. Do you know what's going on I-385 northbound or inbound tonight?
Heard there was a pretty good accident around mile marker 38. I think that's Roper Mountain Road.
I'm on a bridge right now, but Stone Avenue for 30 minutes.
Backed up pretty good all around there, 85, 385. But I did hear about the accident, so I don't know when or if they've got it cleared up and traffic is just backed up. Anyway, have a good evening. And 4 ZLK.
Thanks for the info. KO4ZW Mobile, and I'll be monitoring.
Q4YDI. Yeah, I've been hearing bad traffic reports all afternoon. I'm sitting out here in Mesa right now, but it's been bad all afternoon.
N4ZLK.
Debating getting off at Roper Mountain Road or just pushing through.
Yeah, it's bad, but I don't know. I started just east of Roper Mountain area, and all the side roads were just slammed, so I don't know that there's a good way around it at this point.
Yeah, I would have taken the Southern Connector because I'm headed to the next Innovation Center right now. The Southern Connector would have spit me out right there.
Greenville Interstates, you might as well just pack a lunch and some coffee or something, because you catch it wrong, you're going to be sitting.
Like this, here to Charlotte. These interstates are just broken. About a month ago. And on the way back, at like midnight, 1 in the morning, 4 traffic jams.
It's a long time for traffic to get jammed up at that hour. You would think that with that few people on the road, relatively speaking, it wouldn't jam up. But it does.
Wednesday night, not like it was a weekend or anything.
Shane has to be out on that stuff every single day. We shouldn't complain.
Lloyd also, because Lloyd commutes from about my area, out to Spartanburg, I believe. And then Patrick's out in it all the time, but he's usually around the north, north side of town.
I'm out in it a lot just with kids and sports and all that, but I don't have to get on the interstates very often. So side roads get bad too, but rarely do I have to deal with the interstate unless I just choose to.
Go to the Brawler's meetings, I just take the Southern Connector because I know it's going to spit me out right there at the Red Cross Hospital area. But this I was not expecting.
Be careful. Don't get in a hurry and get yourself hurt or anything. Just be patient. KQ4YDI.
It's nothing like super pressing. I'm supposed to be down there at 6:30. And I already texted the people that I'm going to be late. And it's a casual thing. So there's no big deals on the line.
Enjoying wasting all that gas.
Wasting gas and making cortisol in my stress levels.
We'll do it. It does it for me. 385 equals stress.
Roper Mountain and Haywood, it's crawling along about 35, so I'll take it.
Moving, but you can deal with it. It just take a long time, but when it stops, that's when you start to get worried. But you should be all right.
That's when the rage sets in. As long as it's moving, I know I'm gonna get there.
Ago now, we were headed up to Knoxville. Actually, it was on our way back home. It was on a Sunday, and then at the time the interstate was closed, so it had us go over I think it's 441 there, over the mountain in the Smokies. Big wreck at the very top going across the gap, and we sat for about 3 hours. They shut down the whole road.
When it drives me nuts.
A lot of, I mean, it's it's like the worst road ever on a Sunday. It was in the fall, you know, there's tons of tourists, and it was slammed. People were getting out of their cars and doing everything you can in the road, I guess. But it was not a fun afternoon.
I cannot imagine. That's when it stops and you start turning off the cars, that's just really hopeless.
Bad people had turned off their cars and were getting out and walking up to the top of the mountain to see what was going on, and then they would come back about, you know, 30, 45 minutes later and give you an update and say, any minute now, and then, you know, an hour later, you're still sitting.
This is definitely no fun.
Pretty, it was fall in the park, so we had a pretty good view.
Cool, if you got a good view and got a radio with you, you help me keep the kids entertained also, you might do all right.
Didn't work so well, that remote in the park, but I took a nap. It was all right, it wasn't too bad, it just took forever.
And we would keep a book in the car just in case of a traffic jam. It was back in the days of paper maps.
Something. I mean, it's, you've got young kids. you're walking on thin ice with those traffic jams.
I did a lot of studying for my exams sitting in the car line waiting to pick up the kids, because it was usually about a 30 to 45 minute wait, and I would just put the notebook on my steering wheel, the ARRL study guide, and just read.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, though.
No, I did that, and on airplanes was another time I studied. The hamstudy.org app will actually work offline, I think, if you get the paid version. I remember studying on an airplane going out west to Vancouver.
Same thing. I had the ham radio prep. They had an offline download for the lessons, and I just went through those on an airplane, and it worked pretty well.
As I'm merging here, I'm actually pulling into downtown now. Hopefully my signal gets through. I'm passing the LEC and some buildings. I am turning onto Academy right now. I appreciate the ride along. KO4ZEW mobile, and I'll be monitoring for just a little bit longer.
KQ4YDI, Kilo Quebec 4 Yankee Delta India. I'll be monitoring 73.